time now for the news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Fintrap Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for increasing cloud coverage with highs near 60. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. The Fairfield City Council met last night with a fairly light four-item agenda. The TIF surplus that will be returned to the taxing bodies was discussed, with $389,732 being returned to the taxing bodies. The current balance of TIF 1 is $1,477,292, with $772,194 already committed for projects such as the new water tower. A further discussion was held regarding the future of TIF and the new 1% sales tax that goes into effect on January the 1st. Mayor Moore stated that the TIF committee would be meeting before the meeting of the Joint Review Board. The council voted to purchase new absorption chamber screens for the water filtration plant at a cost of $61,932. The purchase was necessary to maintain water quality and was also recommended by the water engineer. A discussion for commercial properties with portable storage containers was held, with the end result being that individual businesses wishing to place or keep the containers will have to make a formal request to the Fairfield Zoning Board. Residential use of the containers was approved at the last council meeting. The council unanimously voted to not meet on December the 27th, and in miscellaneous business, Alderman reminded Fairfield residents that petitions for city mayor and alderman may be picked up at City Hall. The filing period is December the 12th through the 19th. More news right after this break.
Black Friday at Hubiner's Furniture Company is going to be one hot day with unbelievable specials. Hours for this sale are Friday from 9 to 5. How hot are the deals, you ask? Well, Hubiner's has shopped for months just to bring you these. Among the specials is everybody's favorite, the buy one, get one for a dollar recliner sale. Buy one of our selected recliners and get the matching one for just a buck. And there's more. The free foundation with selected mattress sets, as well as room group specials. So shop the Black Friday sale only at Hubiner's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East 4.
And now, the rest of the news. Republic Trash has announced they'll be on a one-day delay due to the Thanksgiving holiday. Residents are asked to have their trash cans set out by Saturday, November the 26th at 6 a.m. Illinois Secretary of State and State Librarian Jesse White awarded over $5.6 million in adult literacy grants to help students develop and enhance their reading, math, writing, and English language skills. Among the recipients was Frontier Community College. Frontier will receive $75,500 for the Adult Volunteer Literacy Program. Individuals who are interested in becoming a volunteer tutor or receiving services through FCC are encouraged to call Sheriff Wilson, Coordinator of Literacy Development, at 847-9154. A total of 10,589 students are served by adult literacy programs around the state. A total of 4,686 volunteer tutors provide training for students to obtain skills that put them on the path to lifelong learning. Adult literacy projects help Illinois students who read below the ninth grade level or speak English at a beginning level to improve their reading, writing, math, or use of English as a new language. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Kerry Sutton has announced the results of special traffic enforcement patrols held in Wayne County during November. Overall, ISP wrote one citation for occupant restraint violations and 14 for speeding. Total numbers show District 19 wrote 7 citations and 33 written warnings overall. The step allowed the ISP to provide increased enforcement for impaired driving, occupant restraint, speeding, and distracted driving violations during the national Click It or Ticket campaign. The Illinois Department of Transportation says Thanksgiving enforcement is underway across the state. Kim Howard has the details.
State and local police are beefing up patrols in anticipation of increased traffic through next Monday, says IDOT spokesperson Paul Wapple.
There are going to be extra law enforcement out and about checking to make sure people are driving sober and people are buckled up, have their seatbelt buckled up.
12 people died during the Thanksgiving weekend last year in Illinois. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Illinois State Fire Marshal is stressing the importance of cooking safety to prevent accidental fires on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the leading day for home fires involving cooking equipment. The U.S. Fire Administration says from 2017 to 2019, an average of 2,300 residential building fires were reported to fire departments in the U.S. on Thanksgiving Day. Tips for avoiding fires include never leaving food that you are frying, boiling, grilling, or broiling unattended. The Illinois jobless rate for October was 4.6%, an increase from 4.5% from September, although non-farm payrolls increased by 3,600. The Illinois Department of Employment Security reported the industry sectors with the largest over-the-month gains include trade, transportation and utilities, leisure and hospitality, manufacturing, and professional and business services. The industry sectors that reported monthly payroll declines included government and information. The state's unemployment rate was 0.9% higher than the national rate reported for October, which was 3.7%, up 0.2% from September. The Illinois unemployment rate was down 0.7% from last year. Compared to 1 year ago, non-farm payroll employment in Illinois increased by 191,000 jobs. A dozen of the country's top agricultural, oil, and biofuel industry groups are pushing for Congress to advance legislation that would permit year-round sale of E15. In a letter sent November the 21st, to the four party leaders in the U.S. House and Senate, and eight other lawmakers, the organizations said policy should be quickly adopted that permanently resolves inconsistent fuel volatility rules. The American Farm Bureau Federation, American Petroleum Institute, and Renewable Fuels Association were among the letter signers, who noted they have come together for the first ever to support legislation that would resolve this issue once and for all. The river stages as of this morning, the Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 5.25 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 4.98 feet. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 4.34 feet with an 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 1.33 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 3.36 feet, and the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 2.81 feet. Today's crude oil price is $73.95, up $1.22 from yesterday. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Your family's care team is close to home at Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics in McLeansboro and Carmi. From routine care, vaccines and DOT physicals, to disease management, x-ray, lab work and COVID testing. With 9 providers and 8 specialty care clinics, Hamilton Memorial has you covered. Plus, for those unexpected illnesses, our weekend walk-in clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics. Here for you now, like we've always been.
Local and area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Doris Carol Hill, 90 of Flora, died Thursday, November the 17th. A committal ceremony and interment will take place at 11 a.m. today in Masonic and Oddfellows Cemetery in Benton. Those attending are asked to arrive directly at the cemetery. Sherry Jo Hoag, 58 of Carmi, died on Saturday, November the 19th. Funeral services will be held at noon today at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Friends and family may visit from 10 a.m. until time of the service at the funeral home. Jeff L. Wilkins, 76, of Sisney, died Saturday, November the 19th. A memorial will be held this spring. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW-WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for increasing cloud coverage throughout the day with highs near 60. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news.
Possibilities are all around us. We see potential in unexpected places. And when we share our knowledge, vision, and connections, we turn great ideas into action. Together, we can make real change happen. We're Rotary. We are people of action. Get involved today at rotary.org/action.
You're young and you think you're pregnant and you've never felt more alone. You might not know it, but the Compassion Pregnancy Center on Fairfield's West Side is ready to help you. The Compassion Pregnancy Center offers pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, prenatal information, parenting classes, and counseling, all free of charge. Call the center at 842-2525, or you can go on their website and chat 24/7. The Compassion Pregnancy Center thinks you're important, and they're here to help.
So when you start incorporating material things and services into the definition of natural rights, well, think about this. What does that do? You are creating a web of legislative action. You are creating bureaucracies. You are creating overseers. You are creating a greater potential overall for tyranny. Tune in to The Dana Show, 7 to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3.
Time now for a Wednesday check of sports. The top four teams are remaining the same in the latest edition of the college football playoff rankings. Georgia is once again leading the nation as the number one team. The Bulldogs are followed by Ohio State, Michigan, and TCU. These are the only undefeated teams remaining in the FBS. Tennessee dropped from 5th to 10th after losing to South Carolina. After securing big wins in Week 12, Texas and Louisville are making an appearance in the rankings, with the Longhorns at 23rd and the Cardinals 25th. Oklahoma State and North Carolina State were the only two teams to drop out of the CFP this week. The Arizona Cardinals are firing assistant coach Sean Kugler after an incident in Mexico City. The team was there to take on the 49ers on Monday Night Football and ultimately lost 38-10. On Tuesday, it was announced that Kugler is being fired effective immediately, although the details of the incident that led up to this are still unclear. Kugler has acted as the team's offensive line coach and running game coordinator since 2019. Prior to that, he helped coach the Denver Broncos, Pittsburgh Steelers, Buffalo Bills, and Detroit Lions. The NFL is announcing the Modern Era Hall of Fame semifinalist for the class of 2023. Among those eligible for election are Dwight Freeney, Devin Hester, Steve Smith, Joe Thomas, and Hines Ward. Others listed include DeMarcus Ware, Reggie Wayne, Vince Wilfork, and Robert Mathis. The 2023 class will be announced live on the NFL Honors Show on February the 9th. Major League Baseball is announcing the winners of the 2022 Comeback Players of the Year. Justin Verlander took home the honors on the American League side just a week after winning the Cy Young Award. The Houston Astros starter led the AL in several categories, including wins with 18 and ERA with 1.75. On the National League end, the St. Louis Cardinals' Albert Pujols was named Comeback Player of the Year. The 42-year-old hit 24 home runs and posted an OPS of .895 last season. He also became the fourth player in league history to hit 700 home runs. Taking a look at Tuesday's scoreboard in NBA matchups, it was the 76ers over the Nets, 115-106. The Kings beat the Grizzlies, 113-109. It was the Pistons over the Nuggets, 110-108. And the Lakers fell to the Suns, 115-105. In hockey, the Sabres beat the Canadiens, 7-2. And the Kings fell to the Rangers, 5-3. In college basketball results, Texas Tech beat Louisville 70-38. Auburn took down Bradley 85-64. It was Creighton over Arkansas 90-87. And San Diego State fell to Arizona 87-70. Here's a look at today's schedule. In NBA matchups, the Sixers take on the Hornets. The Trailblazers play the Cavaliers. The Timberwolves are at the Pacers. And the Kings play the Hawks. The Mavericks will take on the Celtics, the Wizards are at the Heat, the Raptors host the Nets, and the Bulls face Milwaukee. It's the Nuggets in action against OKC, the Pelicans take on the Spurs, the Pistons play the Jazz. In hockey, the Blues will face the Sabres, the Coyotes will play the Hurricanes, it's the Canadiens versus the Blue Jackets, the Predators versus the Red Wings, the Bruins face the Panthers, and the Jets play the Wild. The Maple Leafs take on the Devils, the Flames face the Penguins, the Oilers play the Islanders, and the Capitals host the Flyers. The Blackhawks are in action against the Stars, the Rangers take on the Ducks, the Canucks face the Avalanche, the Sharks play the Kraken, and the Vegas Golden Knights will host the Ottawa Senators. In college basketball today, Kansas takes on North Carolina State. Texas Tech plays Ohio State. Baylor is in action against McNeese, and Kentucky faces North Florida. Arizona will take on Creighton. The Hoosiers play the Trojans. The Volunteers are in action against the Bulldogs of Butler. Auburn faces off against Northwestern. Arkansas takes on San Diego State, and UCLA will face Pepperdine. That's a Wednesday check of sports. Here's your WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast. Today is calling for increasing cloud coverage with highs near 60. Overnight tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low near 36. A 60% chance of showers are likely for Thanksgiving afternoon, high near 56, and continuing showers overnight Thursday night with a low near 44. There's a 20% chance of continuing showers into Friday. Friday's high will be 53 with lows near 36.